If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for you, son.
Welcome to a new weekly segment that we're calling Girl Problems, a mini episode that drops every Tuesday morning that directly addresses a message from you, our listeners, that we've received either directly on the website at betterfemalefriendships.com or in the DMs on Instagram on our home account at friendford. Now, I know what you're thinking. Danielle, your weekly episodes are already mini. They're like 20 minutes long. I know. And that's because I feel like when you trim the fat, you cut the fluff, you find that it doesn't take 90 minutes to make your point, okay? So I try to share top-level insights on the podcast, and then we get into homework and personalized insights in our individual and group coaching programs. So if you're ever looking for more, head over there to check that out. But as for this new segment, here's how it's going to work. I am going to read a new listener message every week. I'm going to share a few insights, and then you, yes, you, will go over to Instagram at friendforward, where I've posted an actual screenshot of the message I featured, and then you're going to comment with your thoughts. The first message of our Girl Problem series reads, "Hi, I hope you see this. I'm in my 30s, and I'm in a transitioning stage in my life where I'm seeing friendships that are just misaligned with my values. White friends are not doing the work of exploring their racism, for example. They're also friends with avoidant tendencies and people-pleasing tendencies and not setting boundaries and sending passive-aggressive emails or ghosting instead of communicating in a direct way. How do I go about finding friends that are preferably women of color and emotionally mature?" From S. First, let me say, S, I am so proud of you for being in a space where you have become intentional about attracting healthy friendships. So many people, especially younger people, assume that they just happen, but they don't. So, and sometimes a natural byproduct of growing is recognizing unhealthy tendencies, like the ones that you described in that message. And as your values evolve, you're going to feel increasingly uncomfortable spending time with people or cultivating relationships with people who don't see the world in the same way. I actually made a video about this recently on TikTok, and I'm over there at The Friendship Expert. And I was sharing research that suggests that people feel closeness, a sense of closeness to other people when they have a, quote, shared reality. And I think this comes into play for the two issues that you shared here. So when it comes to feeling like white friends need to do more work, more unpacking, more listening, yes, let me just validate you. Yes, that is so frustrating to experience. And as a Black woman who gradually faded out a few interracial friendships because I was tired of explaining microaggressions or explaining myself or waiting in anticipation for them to say the next ignorant thing, I understand. And I found that it's easier for me to be in interracial friendships where a white friend can at least somewhat share or attempt to share or understand my quote unquote reality, as that research suggests, understanding what women of color experience in this country, how that affects the way that I mother, how that affects the way that I show up at work and in other spaces without having to justify, teach, or plead for validation. If you're in a friendship, you're supposed to be able to bring your full self to the table, and you can't separate or minimize or suspend your racial identity to make other people feel comfortable, because that is exhausting. Now, the same goes for those other values that you listed in your message, because you listed quite a few. People who share your reality of ghosting as being an inappropriate response to conflict, or people who share your reality that being passive aggressive is unproductive, it's not functional. So where do we find these people? My first suggestion would be to start with the spaces and not necessarily the individuals, and the people will follow. So, and I say this, I suggest this a lot, I know, but book clubs specifically for women of color, because you can be assured that there are women in those spaces who likely see the world in much the same way that you do. And no, we are not a monolith, okay? That doesn't mean, oh, I'm around a bunch of Black women, Indian women, perfect. I've totally found my people. They're going to agree with everything I say. We know that's not true, right? Some of them are going to open their mouth and say things that make you like, girl, what? Okay, so you'll get a reminder that we're not a monolith like every single day. But in some ways, yes, it feels like being home. So think about spaces where these groups might gather. You might also think about certain cultural eateries, right? Instead of, you know, ordering DoorDash or Uber Eats, going physically to certain cultural restaurants, and you might have people there who are congregating, eating, and having a good time, and you can kind of hit them up and get comfortable, familiar, start a conversation. You can also ask coworkers who are women of color where they hang out, what they do on the weekends, and you can say that you're looking to get more plugged in. I kind of like that phrase instead of like, I'm looking for new friends, even though you can use that too. It's more direct, but you're looking to get more plugged in, and they might lead you to those spaces. Now, I want to say this too. I'm sure you're already doing it, but have a little bit of grace and patience for the friends you currently have who have some of those unproductive tendencies you mentioned, because you were once there. I was once there. And in some areas, I'll be honest, I'm better because I had friends who lovingly pointed out to me, Danielle, that's not right, or that's not cool, or maybe you can try this, or I don't like when you do that. I had friends who cared enough to point it out to me. So if you see potential in any of your current friends, maybe see if they'd be open to maybe you modeling a new way or encouraging a new way or having a conversation to communicate certain things instead of saying, you know what, I need to get rid of all these people and start from scratch. Unless that's what you feel you need to do. So that should be enough to get you started. I know there are listeners who have thoughts. So I'm going to ask you, what is your advice for our friend S? Where do you turn when you're in a growing season and you want friends whose values align with your own? I want you to come over to Instagram at friend4 to comment and to see this DM for yourself and leave your two cents, and then submit a girl problem of your own at betterfemalefriendships.com or on Instagram in the DMs at friendforward. And until then, you know that I'll be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.